Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Red Hot City Housing Race. An Exclusion in 21st Century Atlanta is a work of urban studies and policy analysis by Dan Immergluck, a scholar of housing markets, segregation, and neighborhood change. Centered on Atlanta, the book examines how the city moved from a long history of spatial-racial separation into a period of intense, highly racialized gentrification and displacement. It looks closely at the forces that shaped that transformation, including redevelopment politics, real estate speculation, suburban incorporation, and the Beltline's role in reshaping land values and demand. Rather than treating housing inequality as an isolated market problem, the book places it within a broader system of racial exclusion, public policy choices, and uneven urban growth. Its purpose is both diagnostic and prescriptive to explain how Atlanta became less affordable for many residents and to identify practical policy responses that could make the city more inclusive and equitable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Atlanta as a case study in racialized urban transformation. The book uses Atlanta to show how a major U.S. metropolis can evolve without abandoning the structural inequalities embedded in its history. Immergluck traces the city's shift over roughly three decades, showing that the old logic of segregation did not disappear, but instead changed form through housing markets, redevelopment, and neighborhood reinvestment. This makes the book more than a local history. Atlanta becomes an example of how race and class remain deeply intertwined in contemporary urban change. The analysis is important because it avoids a simple before and after story. Instead, it suggests that cities can appear more dynamic, more diverse, and more prosperous while still reproducing exclusion through rising rents, displacement, and unequal access to opportunity. By focusing on Atlanta, the book demonstrates how urban growth can coexist with deepening inequality when policy and investment decisions favor property appreciation over residential stability. Secondly, the Beltline and the mechanics of speculative displacement. A major theme of the book is the Atlanta Beltline, which Immergluck treats as one of the most consequential redevelopment projects in the country. He argues that the project did not simply improve mobility or public space, it also concentrated demand around the trails and planned corridors, accelerating speculation in nearby neighborhoods. That speculative pressure helped raise land values, attract investment, and make many areas less affordable for lower-income residents. The book's significance lies in showing how a celebrated urban amenity can produce uneven outcomes when it is introduced into an already unequal housing market. This is not a rejection of infrastructure or green development itself, but a critique of how such projects interact with weak tenant protections, limited affordability requirements, and aggressive real estate behavior. The Beltline example helps explain why urban improvements often generate benefits for some residents while pushing others out of the neighborhoods that improvement supposedly. Thirdly, how public policy and elite decision-making shape housing outcomes. Immergluck gives substantial attention to the political and institutional structures behind Atlanta's housing crisis. He emphasizes that housing outcomes are not accidental. They reflect choices made by corporate leaders, developers, local officials, and suburban governments. The book discusses how redevelopment policies can be designed in ways that favor market rate growth while displacing lower-income communities, and how tax and land use systems can limit the production of genuinely affordable housing. One recurring issue is the undertaxation of commercial real estate in Fulton County, which reduces the public resources available for housing investment. By connecting fiscal policy to residential exclusion, the book shows that affordability is not only about supply and demand, but also about who bears the costs of growth and who benefits from public decisions. This perspective distinguishes the book from more narrow market analyses because it places governance, political power, and class interests at the center of urban change. Fourthly, why standard affordability measures fail Atlanta residents. The book also critiques the way affordability is measured and governed, particularly through area median income-based standards. Immergluck argues that when affordability is calculated across a large metropolitan area, it can obscure the realities of specific neighborhoods and zip codes where incomes and rents diverge sharply. In Atlanta, this can make housing labeled affordable inaccessible to the very households that need it most. The book's policy value comes from showing that technical definitions are never neutral. They shape who qualifies for assistance, what kinds of housing get built, and whether subsidized units actually match local need. It pushes readers to think about deeper affordability, not just nominal affordability. This means lower income thresholds, more local calibration, and a recognition that market-driven definitions can understate exclusion. The discussion is especially useful because it translates a complex policy problem into a practical critique of the tools governments use to decide what affordability means in the first place. Lastly, a policy blueprint for housing justice and anti-displacement action. Although the book is analytical, it is also explicitly interventionist, Imagluck outlines a range of policy responses that would reduce exclusion and stabilize neighborhoods, including stronger tenant protections, rent regulation, fair housing enforcement, and much larger public investment in affordable housing. He also argues that displaced families should be supported directly, not merely counted as collateral damage of redevelopment. Another key recommendation is to rethink local tax policy so that commercial property contributes more fairly to housing resources. These proposals matter because they move the book beyond critique into a framework for action. At the same time, the book does not offer a one-size-fits-all solution. It stresses that cities and suburbs need different but coordinated responses. That makes it especially valuable for planners, advocates, policymakers, and scholars who want to understand not only what went wrong in Atlanta, but what specific tools might begin to repair it. In conclusion, Red Hot City is best suited for readers interested in urban inequality, housing policy, metropolitan politics, race, and redevelopment. Scholars of geography, planning, public policy, sociology, and African American studies will find it especially useful, but it is also accessible to civic leaders, journalists, housing advocates, and readers who want to understand why prosperous cities remain unaffordable for many residents. Its main value is that it combines rigorous urban analysis with a clear account of how specific policy choices shape displacement and exclusion. Compared with many books on gentrification, it stands out for its sustained focus on Atlanta as a revealing case study and for its attention to the interaction of race, infrastructure, tax policy, and suburban growth. It does not treat housing affordability as an abstract debate. It shows how actual institutions and incentives produce unequal outcomes. Readers will come away with a sharper understanding of how redevelopment can intensify inequality, why standard affordability measures often fail, and what kinds of policy changes would be required for a more just urban future. If you would like to support Dan Immergluck, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.